If you are blind or partially sighted, or know someone who is, and are in or around the Cambridge area on the 29th of April, British Blind Sport have a taster day taking place. You can come along and have a go at lots of different sports, so just for fun, and perhaps even learn about some accessible groups or sports in your own area. To tell us a little bit more, we have with us Alex Pitts. Alex, thank you for joining us.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
So tell me, Alex, for those who perhaps haven't heard of British Blind Sport, what is it that you guys do?
Yeah, certainly. British Blind Sport is the national disability sports organisation, which enables blind and partially sighted people to have the same opportunities to get involved in sport and physical activity as fully sighted people. We offer a range of different sports from a range of different levels, so grassroots up to a competitive standard as well.
People are probably familiar with games like Goalball, which have been created specifically for people with visual impairments. But sport is a very accessible area, isn't it? Even games like tennis now can be played by the blind.
Yes, especially like nowadays. I think there's such a push to try and make sport fully inclusive to all disability groups. And I think that's one of our main aims, is just to make it as fully as accessible as possible and just make the adaptations needed so that someone that has a visual impairment can get involved in sport and physical activity.
And we're not looking for athletes here. It could be, you know, people coming along just to try out some of the sports, maybe for fun, but a great opportunity as well to help people socialise, you know, end the isolation, even confidence building. There's all sorts of benefits that come from sports.
Yeah, I really do believe that. And this is the whole point of Have a Go Day events that we're running, is to introduce those that have maybe never thought about getting involved in sport or physical activity, or, you know, are interested in it but don't know where they can get involved. These events sort of try to fill that gap and introduce sport to those people.
If people come to the taster days and they like some of the sports, I mean, can they get help to find accessible support in the areas that they live in as well? Because I know some people may think, well, I like the sport, but perhaps, you know, my local sports centre isn't as accessible, or they're not very aware of visual impairments as I'd like to think.
Yeah, definitely. And I think this is one of our aims. So with the Have a Go Days that we run, what we try and do is offer sports at the event that can have exit routes to that area. So we'll look at what's happening in the local area, what sports already offer some sort of visually impaired provision. That could be just saying that their sports club is accessible to those that have a visual impairment, or they could be offering visually impaired specific activities. So we look at those sports, we contact those clubs and see if they can come in and deliver a session as part of our Have a Go Day event. And then that way we've made that introduction to the participants that they know where they can get involved in the sport post event.
Do you also work then with other sports facilities to improve their awareness and their training, so that, you know, anyone with a visual impairment can go along?
Yeah, we have a lot of educational resources that we're in the process of developing to make more sports clubs or leisure providers accessible to those that have a visual impairment. Just try and provide them with the information needed so that they feel confident to be inclusive and to be accessible, and yet the appropriate provision is in place so that any adaptations or amendments can be made as part of the activity.
Can you support people who perhaps show some professional potential?
We try and create the connections between grassroots levels up to national governing bodies and high performance levels. So we are there to support any individual from their level of journey in sport. So we help to make that connection, to get them into the clubs, and then we hope from that it will naturally flow up to the level that they're wanting to take the sport or physical activity. So if they did want to take it competitively and go down a high performance route, that development plan should already be in place for them.
Okay, now there are taster days that take place all over the UK, and we're going to focus on one in Cambridge at the moment. Tell me a little bit more about that. What would people find if they came along?
It's quite exciting because it's the first Have a Go Day event that British Blind Sport is hosting for 2018. It kicks off our programme of events, and they have been run successfully across the country since 2016. So we're working in partnership with Living Sport, which is the county sports partnership for Cambridge and Peterborough, and also Campsite, which is the local sight loss association, to run sort of a fun-filled day of physical activity and sport. and just to sort of introduce the sport to individuals and have taster activities. So the event's going to be free of charge, open to anyone who is blind or partially sighted. They are also welcome to bring their friends and siblings, and it's just to provide an opportunity to try different sports. For example, at the Cambridgeshire Have a Go Day, we'll be running goal ball, tennis, football, cricket, guide running and tandem cycling. So very exciting and a good variety of sports there.
Absolutely. And, you know, people come along, they get a chance to try these sports out. Do they get to ever speak to any of perhaps existing visually impaired sports enthusiasts as well who've been there and done it and can encourage them more?
We try to have a good representation across the board at our events where possible. And yeah, I think we're focusing a lot this year on maybe not necessarily having Paralympians at the event. We want to introduce it to those and have role models so that they can aspire to start at that level. So we're trying to get some local athletes down and the likes of the local football clubs to come and represent and get involved and volunteer their time at the event as well.
Fantastic. So where and when does the event take place?
The event will be held on Sunday the 29th of April from 9:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. and it's going to be held at Cambridge Regional College Sports Centre, which is in Cambridge City Centre.
So do people have to register or can they just turn up?
So we try and encourage individuals to register. If they log on to our website, which is www.britishblindsport.org.uk/events, they'll find details of our Cambridgeshire Have a Go Day events and the other events as well. That way they can register through the website.
Fantastic. And if they don't have access to the web, can they just give you a call?
Yeah, of course they can. They can call me on our landline number, which is 01926 424 247, or they could even drop me an email. It's alex@britishblindsport.org.uk.
And that's Alex, A-L-E-X?
That is, yeah.
Great stuff. Let's hope more and more people do come along to some of the taster days. They are fantastic events. Follow up, though, to Alex Pitts from British Blind Sport. Thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.